Okay, Toysaf Samach Dalid, we're in Samach Gilam with Beis. We're up to Amr of Chista. Rav Chista Amar. For Rav Chista Amar. Echad Zeh, the Echad Zeh, whether it's the father or the daughter saying that they are married, Ein Soplin. There is no Skila. There is no Skila. There's no Edim. Just believing them. So to make them Aser, that we believe them. Well, we never believe the daughter anyway. But if the father would believe. But do we believe them for Skila? No. V'azder of Chizda l'taymei, Rav Chizda is consistent. Amar of Chizda, B'ni zeh ben teisha shana v'yom echad. If a father says, my son's 9 years old, which means he's roi l'biya. Or, B'ti zeh bas gimel shana v'yom echad. Or my daughter's 3 years old. Now she's roi l'biya. Neman l'karvan, they are believed, he's believed, let's say someone has relations with them. So they don't do anything wrong because they're not bar mitzvah. They're not bas mitzvah. They're too young. But there is roi l'biya. Let's say it was a shogig. So the other person has to bring a carbon. True. Avalola makos, not malkos. Avalola onshin, not for onshin. Right? Tana kavatsed Rav Chista. We even have a bride that supports Rav Chista, which says, B'ni zeh ben yud gimel shana v'yom echad. My son's 13 years old. Or, B'ti zeh bas yud bez shana v'yom echad. My daughter's 12 years old. Now ready to gedolim. Now ready, they're going to be chaya like everybody else. However, since it's only the statement of the father, Neman l'darim, l'charamim, so for a neder, for a chemim vow, for l'hakdeshos, for hektish, l'erchim, that's all good. The belief for all that. Avalo l'makos for l'onshin. Not for malchus, not for onshin. Okay? So that's how we end off. Rav Chista holds that they're not believe for that. They only believe everything else, good, not for onshin. So if you're sitting around in a shul and a boy says, hey, I'm 13, you can count me for the minyan, do we believe him? Do you believe him? Nobody knows him. So well, I think we do believe him, right? Yeah. We do. We would believe him. For Onshin, maybe not. But for this, yes. Okay. There's a fascinating Rambam. Look at this Rambam. We're going to get to this Rambam again on Amud Beis, so could I read it now? Listen to this Rambam. This Rambam says as follows. Eino tzarech shnei edim. It's in Hilchos Sanhedrin, Parak 16th, Parak Halacha Vav. Eino tzarech shnei edim l'malkus. You don't need two edim for malkus. Ela b'shas maisa. Only for the shas maisa. Aval ha'iser atzmo be'ed echad yuchzak. With one aid is good enough. Ketzad, for example. Amar eid echad chelev klayus is there. One aid says chelev. Or klaya karam heim peros eil. That's klaya. You can't eat that. Or grusha ozona hi ishazu. That woman you can't marry. V'achal, and you ate it. O bo'al be'edim achar shehustru bo. Harei zeh loke. In other words, one aid said it's usher. One aid said it's usher. Eid echad nem bisur, no? One person, don't eat that. You can't eat that. No, one aid said, oh, can I have some of that? That you can't eat? That's klayim. How many people said that's usher? One. Then two people saw you eat it. You got malchus for that?
Yeah.
100%. Right?
Right.
100%. Why?
Because you need to wait him as a witness that you...
Afal pi she'ikar ha'isr be'ed echad, says the Rambam. Who said that to usher? Only one aid. Right? Two aids saw me do it, 100%. But only one aid said it's usher. So didn't Rav Chista just say that if one aid says it's usher, if one father says she's what do you call it? One father says she's married, there is no punishment? Right? So we're going to get back to this. We're going to get back to this Rambam on Amud Beis. So to answer that question, a few answers to that. So first of all, the Pnei Yeshua answers. Pnei Yeshua answers as follows. I don't know is that meat usher or not? Is that chalev? I don't know. I have a suffix. I don't know. I walk into the room. I see a pile of meat. Is that meat mutter? I have a suffix about it. One aid clarifies the suffix. No, you can't eat that. That's not mutter. Okay. So one aid is believed because what's the counter pressure? There is none. There's no chazaka. There's no chazaka about that meat. It's a suffix, I don't know. One aid can clarify that suffix. Here, there's a nice Jewish girl. The father now comes along and says, no, she's married. The father's changing her status. For that you need two aid. Right? Father can't do it by himself. Can't change the status by himself. For marriage purposes, yeah, he could do that. He could do it. He could say she's married. Not for punishment purposes. See the difference? That's one shot. The Shaar HaMelech says that the father here is talking about after the act was done, that we never believe him. The Rambam is talking about before the act was done. Before the act was done, we'll believe you. That's the Shaar HaMelech's answer. The Keren Ohr says, we'll leave it at that. We'll leave it at that. Another base, we're going to get to Eid Echad and Bisurin, right? We're going to get to the number base. Okay. Perfect timing. The new Mishnah. Kidashti is biti. If somebody was Mekadesh his daughter, Kiddusha, if someone says, I was Mekadesh my daughter, I was Mekadesh my daughter. Kidashti is biti. Or, Kidashti, I was Mekadesh her, Vigirashti, and she also got divorced. Right? Now, I can't effectuate a divorce, my daughter. She married someone else. I married her off. She's a katana. He then divorced her. Now she's back. Kishihi katana. Vaharehi katana. And she's still a katana. She's still a katana. She's still not 12 years old. Neman, he's believed. The father's believed. But, kidashti vigirashti kishihi katana. Right? If I married her off and she got divorced while she was a katana, vaharehi gedola. And now she's a gedola. Eino neman. He's not believed. Why? The bottom line is going to be it's gzeiras hakasuv. You'll see. The Gemara will flush it out. Nishbis upadise. If she was captured, if he says, my daughter was captured. Now, when someone's captured, we have a chashash that she was violated. We don't know for sure. But midir abanan, she can't marry a kohen. So he says, she was captured and I redeemed her, I rescued her. Bein shehi katana, bein shehi gedola, eino neman. Not believed. Okay? Didn't the Rambam just say that an eid echad can make something usher? Did the Rambam just say that? So why is he not believed? Why is he not believed? Fine, he's not believed as a father. Fine, I understand. It's not a yodo, she's an adult now. So what? Isn't it Eid Echad Nem Bisurin? Why can't he make her usher? But we'll answer that question in a few minutes. Maishna Reishu Maishna Seifa. What's the difference between the Reisha and the Seifa? How come when he says she was married and divorced and she's still a katana, we believe him? But if she's a gedola now, we don't believe him. So the Gemara answers. Reisha Biyade. In the Reisha, it's Biyado. Meaning, if believe him that he's telling the truth, because you can marry him right now. She's still a katana. You're afraid he's lying? He can marry her off right now to somebody. Why tell me he's lying? But Seifa, lav biyade, the Seifa is not biyado. How could he turn her into somebody usher to a kohen? For example, when he says, oh, believe me that she was kidnapped and I rescued her. Right? The goyim came, took her, and I got her back. How is it biyado? It's biyado to ruin her? How can he ruin her? Therefore, we don't believe him.
I find the opposite.
Yeah?
If you have a father saying that, how can you allow a Cohen to marry her and dismiss what a father is saying?
What?
Because if you believe
what do you mean?
Father,
what?
All you're doing is asking her to a Cohen.
Right.
If you dismiss the father, you could be actually allowing you to marry a Cohen so, when she actually was violated once.
Okay, so the Gemara is going to ask a similar question. The Gemara is going to ask a similar question. So the Gemara says, "Umayishna seifa reisha biyado seifa lebed v'lo seifa is not biyado v'harei biyado lahasil l'chalal." What do you mean? The father can marry her off to a chalal. What's a chalal? Rashi says a chalal is a guy who his parents were a bad union. For example, his father was the Kohen Gadol and his mother was an almana. That's not a, that marriage is chal, but that's not an iser. So they had a son, and this guy is married to this girl. She can't marry another kohen anymore, right? She married a chal. So the father does have the power to ruin his daughter. So if he has the power to ruin his daughter, believe him when he said she was ruined. Says the Gemara, the kapasel mikahuna, he kapasel to the kahuna. So the Gemara says, no, hello kasha, that's not a kasha. You know why? Because our Mishnah is going like Kidrav Destoy ben Yehuda. The Amar who said, Benos Yisrael mikvah tahara l'chalon. Jewish girls, they become like a mikvah. Even if they marry somebody who's a chalal, they themselves are again still allowed to marry regular kohen. So there really is no way for the father to asser his daughter to a kohen. Even if he marries her off to a chalal, she can still marry her, I don't know, we don't hold like this. But that's how it's his shita. The force to say the mission is his way. The father can't make her. It's not biyado to make her into a asser to a kohen. What's he going to do? Marry her off to a chalal? He could do that. He's not going to asser her to other kohanim. Why? Because Rabbi Destoy holds that. Not going to answer her. Okay? So he can do it. So the Gemara says, V'hare biyado lasi el mamzer. But you know what? The father can marry her off to a mamzer. And then if she's married to a mamzer, she can't marry a kohen after that. Dad, nobody holds that. So the father, it is biyado to ruin her. So if it's biyado to ruin her, believe him when he says she was kidnapped. So the Gemara says, Kribi Akiva, we call it, this is Rabbi Akiva Shita, the Amar who said, in Kedushin, Tofsin B'chai Ve'lavin, no Kedushin is ever Tofes. If somebody walks over to his sister and gives her a ring and says, Rabbi Kedushin, is that Kedushin Chal? That's not Chal. Right? Rabbi Akiva holds, there are a lot more marriages that also are not Chal. Any marriage, any time the B is Osir, basically, the marriage is not Chal. It's not Chal. So the father's going to marry off to, you're not going to marry a mamzer. Now, everybody else holds, the condition's chal. We'll try to get you the divorce, but the condition's chal, the maitza. Rabbi Akiva holds not even chal. So this is going to Rabbi Akiva. It's not chal. So the father has no way of ruining his daughter, and therefore is not believed to say she was kidnapped. Okay? The Gemara says, but maybe there is a way he can ruin her. You know how? There's one way. Because even according to Rabbi Akiva, Harabiyadul Asiya Almana la Kohen Gadol. But let's say she's an Almana. And now he marries her off to the Kohen Gadol. Even Rabbi Akiva holds, that's not a permitted marriage. But even Rabbi Akiva holds that's Chal. Even Rabbi Akiva holds that's the one exception. Why is it Chal? Ugutiraf Simoi. De Tanya of Simoi Omer. Min Hakol Osei Rabbi Akiva Mamzer. Any marriage you're not allowed to have, any time the Torah asks somebody, that will turn it into a mamzer, meaning it's not indeed the kedushin's not chal, chutz except me almana le kohen gadol, except for an almana to a kohen gadol. Why? He's one out of a pasuk. Shari amr Torah. The Torah says lo yikach, that don't marry such a woman. Don't a kohen gadol should marry an almana. Velo yichalel, shouldn't make a chalal. Chalulim osei. Chalals are produced. The ain osa mamzerim. Mamzerim are not produced. So he learns it out of a pasuk. That what? That a kohen gadol is allowed to marry the almana. If a kohen gadol marries an almana, the condition is chal, and those children are going to become chalalim. What do you see? That the father has the power to ruin his daughter. How can he ruin his daughter? He can marry her off if she's an almana. He can marry her off to a kohen gadol. If he can marry her off to a kohen gadol, believe him when he said that she was kidnapped. Chalutz is the Rabbanon.
Right, okay.
I guess not. I guess not. Now, so the Gemara answers, this mission is going to hold like a different version of Rabbi Akiva, Ki Rabbi Yeshevav, like Rabbi Yeshevav, the Abba who said, Bo v'netzvech of Rabbi Akiva ben Yosef, let's go cry out about Rabbi Akiva ben Yosef, Shaya Omer kol she'ein lo bia b'Yisrael, havlad manzer. So many, any time the B is usher, the child that's produced is a manzer. Therefore what? Rabbi Sheva argues on Rabbi Simoi, and he holds that even if a Kohen Gadol marries an Almana, the production there is a Mamzer. Therefore, the Kedushin is not Tofes. Therefore, there's no way for his father to ruin his daughter. Okay? So stop for a minute. We just, so the Gemara is going to say, fine. Ha Nicha, Rabbi Yeshevav. This is, we have a way out of this Mishnah. How do we have a way out of this Mishnah? We could say it's Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yeshiva's version of Rabbi Akiva. That all is only good. Ilu taimei dinafshei shapir. if Rabbi Yeshiva was giving his own presentation of Rabbi Akiva Shita to say, there's always, always, or I should say never, a chance for a Kedushin to be Tofes according to Rabbi Akiva. Never a chance. Ela ila afuki mitayme drev simay kasi. But if Rabbi Yeshiva was just arguing on the specific point of the Kohen Gadol and Almana, that Rabbi Simay said the Kedushin is Tofes, then there's still marriages that a father could do to ruin his daughter. For example, he can marry her off to somebody who's chayev by virtue of an asay, like a mitzvi. Those marriages are only usher from the power of an asay. So if Rabbi Yeshiva really held that Rabbi Akiva holds all marriages are not tofes, then good. But it could be that Rabbi Yeshiva was just commenting, just picking at that one point Rabbi Simoy said. Really, he doesn't hold so. He's not such a stark Rabbi Akiva fan. That one point he argued on Rabbi Simoy. That one thing at the Kohen Gadol. Does he have a full-fledged Shita? That I don't know. If he doesn't have a full-fledged Shita, then maybe he would agree that if it's a Chayve Asei, like an Amitri, there are others. Rashi has, there's a bunch of them. Rashi says, who are they? Where is it? A Mitri, a Domi, right? Before the third generation. If Rabbi Yeshiva doesn't have a full-fledged Shita about Rabbi Akiva's Shita, then maybe he would agree that those Asay, those marriages that are usher from by virtue of an Asay, that could be bad. That would be Chal. Maybe that would be Chal. He just was arguing on Rabbi Shimon's point about a Kohen Gadol and Almana. And if that's true, then a father can ruin his daughter. And if a father can ruin his daughter, believe the father to say she was kidnapped. Therefore, because of that, Kasha, Amar of Ashi, v'tispur reisha mishum biyadohu. Let's think about this for a second. Is the reason why the fathers believed because it's biyado? Yeah, it's biyado for him to marry off his daughter. Is it biyado for him to have his daughter get divorced? Is that up to the father? It's not up to the father. It's up to the husband. Right? And by the way, what if the father can't find anybody to marry his daughter? Yeah, it's beyond for him to try. It's not beyond for him to succeed. Nobody wants her. What are you going to say? Amar of Ashi, but his peration should be beyond who? What, it's really beyond? Nahi, it's true. The beyond lakacha. It's true he has the power to marry her off. Beyond lagarsha. He has the power to get his daughter divorced. He has no power. For Oud also, Ilu Amar Hai Delo Nicha Bigava, let's say nobody wants to marry his daughter. Mi Mati Mekadish Nehili Bakarche, he could force somebody? Can't force somebody to marry somebody. Yeah, it's Biyado to an extent. It's not really Biyado. That's not the reason he's believed. What's the reason he's believed? El Amar Bashi, Resha Rahmana Hamedo. The Torah says, believed. That's all. Kinder of Huna, Dharma of Huna, Amar Rav, Minailov, Shinam al Asir. Esbito mina Torah. How do you know the father has such a power? It's a pasuk. Shenemar esbiti nasati leish hazeh. I gave my daughter to that man leish asra. The ish, the word ish, asers her to everybody. Hazeh hitira. Hazeh, that's the guy. The father can say, that's the guy. That's the guy I gave him to. Benisuin haimena rachmana la'av. The father's only believed benisuin. Beshivuya lo haimena. By Shavuya, he's not believed. It's only believed for what? He's only believed for marriage, not for getting captured. Asks the Shar HaMelech. Didn't the Rambam say Eidach and then Bisurin? If you walk into a room and someone says, "Hey, is that meat looks great? Can I have a piece?" No, that's usher meat. Person's belief. You believe Eidach and then Bisurin. Good. The father's not believed to say his daughter's captured as a father. What about as a regular man? Believe me that my daughter's also to everybody. She was captured. She can't marry a Kohen. No? Unbelievable, strong question. Hold daf here. We don't believe him. I don't believe him. If I'm telling you you can't eat that meat, we believe you. Not only that, if two Adim watch you eat that meat, the Rambam says, he'll get Malchus. You ate Chalev. You ate Treif. So why don't we believe the father? Unbelievable question. No? There are five answers. The what? Shar Melech says, because she's disputing him. The daughter says, that's true. I was never captured. Now I don't know who to believe. Right? If someone says that meat is treif, he says, no, it's not. You're thinking of the other meat. Now what do we do? I don't know what we do. But it's not so simple that it's us now. That's one answer. So Shar Melech's answer. The Zecher Yitzchak says, listen to this. Shivui is only midrabbana. We don't know. Let's say she was captured. Do we know she was violated? We don't know. We presume she was because of Goyim and Atzonais. We presume she was. Do we know for sure? No, we don't know for sure. We're not going to be so machmir. We're not going to be so machmir to aser her with one aid. That's very machmir. You have to require two aidim for that. Therefore, the father alone can't do it. Right? Maybe for a Doraisa, that maybe we would say one is enough. Not for this. That's a Zecher Yitzchak's answer. The Avnei Nezer says, a similar idea. Since, anyway, it's a suffix what went on there. Let's say she was captured. Good. It's only a suffix. So one aid is a suffix. No, we're not going to allow that. The Imre Bina says, one aid only, also, doesn't seem to be that way from the Rambam, maybe only in Bezdin one aid would work, not in someone's living room, right? Not in the living room. Hey, what's the story with this meat? That might not be true. Maybe only in Bezdin. Fine. Okay. Says the Shari Yosher, answer number 5. One aid is okay if we knew beforehand. One aid is okay if nobody knew anything beforehand. Nobody knows anything about that meat. So one aid says, by the way, don't eat that meat. Oh, believe you. Here, this girl is a cheskes kashrus. He's his own daughter. We have no reason to believe. One aid can't now ruin that cheskes kashrus. We have no reason to believe anything. We have no reason to believe anything wrong with this girl, right? Therefore, one aid will never work. You need two. Okay. Fine. Next.
That's the case also. How and this is all that when a girl is captured,
yeah,
and is their opponent. How do we make them a Kohen divorce her based on that? If it's just their opponent,
it's a derabbanan.
And we still make a Kohen, yeah, a person who's married divorced? I mean, how
can, no, we don't let them get married. We don't let her marry a Kohen.
No.
Oh, she was married already? So we had. We
captured, so the law is that he has to divorce.
Right. If she's married.
Even if you say I wasn't
right. Related. Right. Because the Chacham have the power that when you get married, you get married according to the Chacham's say so. Right? Because that's Moshe Yisrael. Even if she's swearing up and down and nothing happens, right? The guy didn't touch me. Doesn't make a difference. Okay, next Mishnah. This was actually not so easy. Misha Amar Bishas Misaso Yesh Li Banim. If someone says, now, he got married to a nice girl, and they never spoke about the family, they never spoke about anything. On his deathbed, he says, by the way, I have Banim. Misha Amar Bishas Misaso, on his deathbed, by the way, I have a son. Therefore, you're not falling to Yibam. I have a son. Don't worry about it. You're not falling to Yibam. Naaman, he's believed. Yesh li achim. By the way, I don't know if I ever told you this, but I have brothers. So when I die, you're going to fall to Yibam. Eino Naaman, he's not believed. Okay? One line Mishnah. Okay? Here we go. Says the Gemara. Alma, what do you see? Naaman lahatir will believe the husband to matter her. To say, oh, you have a son. Good, you're off the hook now. But Eino Naaman la'esar. He's not going to be believed to ask her to say, now you have to wait for the brothers to do Yibam or Chalitza on you. That we don't believe him. Neima Mastisin Deloker Rav Nassim. Let's say our Mishnah is not like Rav Nassim. Why not? The Tanya, the Brisa says as follows. Bishas Kiddushin, at the time of the marriage, Amal, he says, don't worry about it. She says, I don't want to marry somebody. I'm going to fall to Yibam. He says, no, don't worry about it. Yesh li banim. I have children from another marriage. You're never going to fall to Yibam. I have a son. And then Bishas Mitsa Amalo, by the way, ain't lo banim. It was a lie. I lied to you. I'm on my deathbed. By the way, I don't have children. You're going to fall to Yibam. Or Bishas Kiddushin Amar, at the time of the Kiddushin, he says, ain't lo achim. I don't have any brothers. Don't worry about it. It's not going to be the Yibam. I don't have any brothers. And then Bishas Mitsa Amar, on his deathbed, he says, by the way, honey, I forgot to tell you this, yesh li banim. Yesh li achim. I do have brothers. And unfortunately for you, you're not going to like them, and they're going to fall to Yibam to them. Right? Neman lahatir, but ain't neman lesser. He's not believed to say about the brothers, but about the son, yes. That's the Tanakama. Divrei Rebbe, that's Rebbe Shita. Rav Nassim Omer. Rav Nassim says no. Af neman lesser. He's even believed to asa her. Amar Rava. So what do you see? That Rav Nassim, who says that to even usher, to even believe to usher, can't be the author of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says he's not believed to usher her. Obviously, this can't be Rav Nassim. Amar Rava, no! Shiny Hassam. It's different in that Brisa. You know why? Kivan Dibashas Misa Kahadr Bey. Since on his deathbed, he retracted, he said something new now. Ema Kushta Ka'amar. Maybe he's saying the truth. Right? Dying declaration. Right? On your deathbed, there's a presumption, it's even in American law, people do not lie. It's a presumption. Right? It's a hearsay exception. It's called dying declaration. In New York, it's only if the declaration is about why you died. But that's only in New York. So, right? People on their deathbed, there's a presumption they don't lie. Rashi says even further, not just that they don't lie. He's on his deathbed, he's not going to want to do her to do an Aveira. On his shoulders, that she thought there's no brothers. She's going to go out and get married to somebody else. There's a brother. He never told her. He lied to her. Now on his deathbed, he wants to clear his conscience. He's not going to tell her. He's going to have to tell the truth now. So therefore, it's exactly Rav Nassim's point. Tell her the truth. Amalei Abaya says, Abaya, Rava, what are you talking about? V'lav kol dekein hu? So isn't it a kolshkein? Hashta, as follows. Uma hasam. In the Brisa, the Kamara Ledibure, he's changing what he said. He's changing what he said. Amar to Kushta Ka Amar, you believe him. So Masnisin, in our Mishnah, the Lo Kamara Ledibure, he didn't change his word. He didn't lie. So Lo Koshkin, for sure we'll believe him. Right? For sure we'll believe him. So when the Mishnah said that if he said he has brothers, we don't believe him. So the buyer, why not? When he's a liar, we believe him. So when he's not a liar, we don't believe him. That doesn't make any sense. El Amar Abaya. Here's a story. Does he have to hold cup just for this? Masnisin delo muchzak lan ba'achi. The Mishnah's talking about there was no muchzak. Muchzak means we didn't know. We didn't know this guy from a hole in the wall. We don't know anything about him. There was no rumors about he had brothers. We never saw any family pictures in the living room. We don't know anything about this guy. There wasn't a chazaka either one way or the other. Lo muchzak lan ba'achi, v'lo muchzak lan b'bni. There was no tradition about this guy, no chazaka, whether he had brothers or sons in the Mishnah. D'amrin, and so we say, kivad lo muchzak lan b'bni, v'lo ba'achi, since there's no chazaka either way, amar yeshli banim ne'mon. If he said, by the way, I have sons on his deathbed, we believe him. Why? Because he's saving her. Yeshli achim eino ne'mon. By the way, I have brothers, we don't believe him. You know why? Lav kol kemine de osele akuli alma. He's not strong enough now to ask her to the whole world. On your deathbed, now you wake up. And I can ask her to the whole world till the brother does chalitza. We don't believe you. But bebraisa, the braisa was talking about as follows. De muchzak lan ba'achi. We knew we had rumors he had brothers. V'lo muchzak lan b'bni. And there were no rumors he had children. Now what happened b'shas kedushin? He said the exact opposite. He said the exact opposite. We always thought this guy had brothers and didn't have any children. He comes to the chuppah. She says, I don't want to have a full tehillim. He says, no, don't worry about it. I have a son. I don't have any brothers. The exact opposite, he tells her. D'amrinon, and then we say, now on his deathbed, he reverts. Right? He reverts. On his deathbed, he says, by the way, all those rumors about me, they were all true. I really don't have any sons and I have brothers. Right? He reverts. So why did he say that at the chuppah? Why did he say that? Obviously, because he didn't want her to fall to evil. That's why he said it. He wanted to marry her, so he said that. So why did... Mali l'shaker. Why did he have to lie? Mai ka'amri. What did he say it for? L'miftri mi'ibam. Tapatu from Yibam. He didn't have to lie. You know what he could have done? Machi amar patana lach pekita. He could have said to her, don't worry about it, it's true, but you know what? I'll write a get, and the get will be chal a moment before my death. So you'll never fall to my rotten brother. Don't worry about it. Since he didn't do all that, we believe him. That power, that svar of Ma'alul Shaker, what do you lie for, is very strong. It's so strong that Rabbi Savar, Ma'alul Shaker, ki Edim Dami. That is the power of Edim. It's like two witnesses being made that he doesn't have any brothers.
Somebody else
in the house. No. So we're saying, why would he lie to her? Why would he lie to her?
Because he wanted to save her from Yibam, he could have had her, he didn't have to lie. He could have given her a get before he died. He'll give her a get at the chuppah, and did get a chal a moment before my death. So, and then she's saved from Yibam.
So in case?
What? I don't know. It's a good question. It's a good question. I don't know. It's a very good question. Like when what's the getter of this rule? Right. I don't know.
But therefore, the asu edim akmi chazaka. The edim come along and are oker the chazaka, and therefore he is believed. And therefore what? Therefore he's believed. Verb nasan savar, mali l'shaker, not so powerful. Yeah, it's ki chazaka, dami. It has the power of a chazaka. V'lo asi chazaka, v'akri chazaka l'gamri. One chazaka can't be okay the other chazaka completely. Therefore, that's the chazaka, the competing chazakas here. Therefore, she's going to be usher. She's going to have to fall to Yibam. Okay, that's actually hard. You have to go over that. It took me a long time to figure that out. Okay, next. The next Gemara is, we had this entire Gemara already. We're going to go through it quickly, but there's one unbelievable kasha to ask. Ready? Hamakadosh is bito stam. Somebody marries his daughter stam. Ein habogeres bechlal. The daughters, he's got a bunch of daughters. The daughters above the age of 12 and a half are not included, because he has no power to marry them off. Okay? Mishi esh lo shtei kitei banos. If someone has two sets of daughters, Mishtei Nashim, from two marriages. He had wife number one, he had four daughters. Then his wife died. Then he married wife number two, he had four more daughters. So he has eight daughters now. Let's say eight's a good number. But Amar, and he says, Kidashti espiti hagedola, I married off my eldest daughter. The end of the day, I don't know. Im gedola shem gedolos, if she's the oldest of the oldest group. By the way, all four daughters from the first marriage are older than all four from the second marriage. So I don't know. Is she the oldest from the first group? Oh, or gedola shem ketanos, or the gedola of the second group. Oh, or ketana shev gedolos, or the youngest girl of the first group, who's still older than everybody in the second group. She gedola mena gedola shev ketanos. She's still older than anybody else in the second group. Says the Mishnah, kulan asuros, all seven are usur, chutz mena ketana shev ketanos, except for the youngest of the youngest group, because no matter what, she can't be called a gedola. There's no way she can be called a gedola. All other seven can be called a gedola on some level. So it's a suffix, we don't know. Divrei Reb Meir, Reb Yossi Omer, no. Kulan mutaros, all of them are mutter, chutz except men hagedolos shel begedolos. They're all mutter except for the oldest of the oldest. Why? Because Reb Yossi is going to say people don't put themselves into a suffix, and when they say the oldest, they meant the oldest of the oldest. So she's married. All seven are not married. No suffix about them at all. Now the exact opposite case. Kidashi es piti haketana. I married off my youngest daughter. Veni ade. I don't know. We explain this gemara to mean that at the time of the marriage you did know, then you forgot. Otherwise, it's kedushin that can't be given over for bia. We asked that last time about Abaye and Rava. So I married off my ketana shel ketanos. I said I don't know. And I said I married off my youngest. Im ketana shel ketanos. Is it the youngest of the second group? Oh, or ketana shel gedolos, or the youngest of the first group? Oh, or gedolos shel ketanos. Or maybe it's the oldest of the second group. Shehi ketana mina ketana shel gedolos. She's still younger than anybody in the first group. Kulan asuros. They're all usher. Chutz min hagedola shel gedolos. Except for the gedola of the first group. She's for sure can't be called a ketana. Divrei Reb Meir, Reb Yossi Omer, exact opposite. Kulon mutaros, everyone, all of them are mutter, chutz, except mena ketana, sheba ketanos, except for the youngest of the youngest. Says the Gemara, ha, ketanos bichlal, the ketanos are included in the suffix. Shema mina, you see from here, kedushin she'in mesurin labia, havi kedushin. The kedushin not given over for bia is a good kedushin, because in the first case about a katana, so what do we say? The daughters over the age of 12, they're not included in the suffix. Why? Because they're over, she can't marry them off. What about everybody else? They are included in the suffix. What do you see? We don't know who it is. Someone says, I'm a kaddish, my daughter stam. What do you mean stam? Which one is it? We don't know. So and what do we say? It's chal. So kedushin that can't be given over for bia is a kedushin. Shmas mina kedushin shei maturin labia havi kedushin. No, hachel ma'iskidan kishein sham ela gedola ketana. They only had one gedola and one ketana. They only had one ketana anyway. Ay, v'hai bogeres katani, but it says plural. My bogeres da'alma. It means bogeres of the world. In other words, if a guy, this mission has to be read as follows. If a man wants to marry off his daughter stam, anytime he has adult girls, they're never going to be included in the suffix. Why? Because they're adults. Happens to me, this guy had only one gedola and one katana, so there is no suffix. So it is kedusha to mesurin labia because there's only one girl. Now, pshita, isn't that obvious? Isn't that obvious? Your gedola girl can't be married off by you. That's obvious. Bulgaris ma'evitatayu. Why did the Mishnah even mention that? So the Gemara says, "Hachal ma'eskina." You know what's going on here? The shavise shliach, where she appointed you father as a shliach. So you have two kedushins here to make: one for your elder daughter and one for your katana. So which one did you marry? The daughter said to you, "Dad, do me a favor. Here's $5. Go be mekadesh me. Go get me married." And the katana also, the father could do it himself. So now, which one did he do? So now the tema, I might think he makabel kedushin adai to didaka makabel. He did it for the older girl. Kamash b'lon, no way. Lo shavak edish midi de islehana mine iva avid midi de leslehana mine. He won't do something where he doesn't get hana and where he does get hana and do something where he doesn't get hana. So he won't be makadish his older daughter where the kesef kedushin he gets something out of that. It's her money where he has a chance to get the kesef kedushin from some nice man and keep the kesef kedushin for himself and be makadish his younger daughter. He'll never do that. Therefore, who's married? The younger one. Ah, but in that case, Milo Eskina, aren't we talking about the Amrle Kiddush Elach, where the older daughter said, Dad, you can keep the Kiddushin money. It's yours. So either way, he's winning. So the Gemara says, he's not going to forsake a mitzvah incumbent upon him, such as marrying off his younger daughter. What kind of mitzvah is that? That's a discussion. But whatever it is, he'll never do that. And marry off his older daughter, where there is no mitzvah. He'll never do that. Okay? Next. Mishi Yeshlo Shtei Kite Banos. The guy has two sets of daughters. Now, why do you have to tell me the case of the older and the case of the younger? Shmichi, I need both. Diashmina Kamaisa had the case of the older. Bahachka Amar of Meir. That's when Reb Meir said that all seven of them are a suffix. Seven of them are a suffix. Why? Kivad Ika Zutramine. Because everyone you look at, there's always somebody younger. So all seven can be called a gedola. Lahach gedola karila. All seven can be called a gedola. Aval baha. But in the case of the katana, ema modi lele Reb Yossi, he might agree with Reb Yossi, the katana, lahach katana, the kulu karile. Law. By a katana, nobody wants to be called a katana. So therefore, maybe by the case of the katana, Reb Meir will agree, yeah, he meant the youngest of the youngest. And all seven, the other seven, the seven older ones, are mutter. Why? Nobody wants to be called a katana. By a gedola, everybody wants to be called a gedola. Oh, she's my gedola. Everybody wants that title. So then I have a suffix. Which one he meant? But the katana, who wants to be called a katana? Nobody. So therefore, maybe he'll agree with Reb Yossi. V'eit mar baha. If you want to tell me only the case of the katana, baha ka'am Reb Yossi. Only in that, nobody wants to be called a katana. So there is no suffix on the other seven. Avo baha, ema mo delay, Reb Meir, maybe he agrees with Reb Meir, tzrichi, therefore it is necessary. So asks the machne, why don't we say, listen to this kasha. You have eight girls, right? The kedushin was to one of the eight. We don't know which one, right? The gedola, the katana. Why don't we say bitul berov? Rove of the daughters are not usher, so let the one that's usher be mevatel in the rove. Right? I have a piece of non-kosher meat that falls into kosher meat. That non-kosher meat is batel, and I can eat it when it falls into the rove. So let's say that the one girl's usher is batel in the other seven. Why don't we say batel berove?
Because that only works with the
avid, not with the chachila. That's right. You can't be mevatel lechachila. True, it is lechachila. Why don't we say bitul berov? Sounds like a klut kasha, right? You hear this kasha? Bitul berov. The one usher daughter, she be mevatel the seven mutter ones.
Because only one is from min b'mina.
So there are three answers to this question. Bitul berov only applies when something was nicker. Then it got mixed up. It was nicker. I saw that piece of meat. And then it fell into the chalent. I saw the milk. And then it fell into the chalent. So then we'll say bitul berov. Here, the issur was created in a mixture. You don't say bitul berov. Similar to what you said. That's the Shari Yosha's answer. That's the Machna's answer. The Shari Yosha is as follows. Rov is in Shayach here. Rov is where you have an issur, and it mixes with a heter. And we don't know where the issur is. We don't know where it is. We don't know where that trace piece of meat is in the big pot. We don't know where it is. So it's mevatel in the rov. Right? Here, each daughter has an equal suffix. Each daughter has an equal suffix. In other words, only when the nid is different Only when the Niyan is different from the Rove do we say Bittul. No one's different here. Or, alternatively, in a normal case, if not for Rove, what would happen? The Isser would Asser the whole pot. Right? One piece of meat falls in, it's going to Asser the entire pot. Why? It's Asser! What do we have? We have a rule of Rove. Don't worry about it. If it's Rove, we'll say that the Rove is Mavatel in the pot. If not for Rove, if a piece of milk falls into the chalice, the whole chalice Asser. Don't worry, we have Rove. Rove is good, it'll become Bottle. Right? Right? Here, the reason each girl is usser isn't because it's a mixture. It's because it's a mixture. That's the reason why each girl's usser. It's because there's a suffix on each one. Each one has a suffix, not a mixture. So there's no difference between rove and miut. So therefore, there's no bittul. Okay? It's very lamish. Let's say you have a garment. Let's say you have a garment, and the garment's completely made out of linen. And now, if somebody takes a woolen thread and sews it into the garment, is it shatnez? Shatnez? 100%. Why don't you say bittul b'rov? Rov of the garment is linen. There's only one thread of woolen. We don't know where it is. It got mixed up. We don't know where it is. Why don't we say bittul b'rov? It's exactly why you don't say that. Right? It's exactly why you don't say that.
You don't say bittul b'rov by everything
anyway. You don't say it by everything. But it's exactly the reason why you don't say it over there. Bittul b'rov. The whole thing is on the... And the whole, right? Okay. Let's just do a few more lines. Where are we up to? Lomemer, der Meir Savar, Machis Inish Nafshe, Lesveka. Now you're telling me that Rameir opens himself up to Safek, Rabbi Yossi, Savar, Lomachis Inish Lesveka, and Rabbi Yossi doesn't have any suffix about things? For Ibchashma'in Lahu, the exact opposite, that now we learned, Hanoder at Pesach, if someone says I'm making a neder, I'm not going to have enough mu until Pesach, Asr Ad Shigia, you're Asr until Pesach. But if you say Aji Hei Pesach, you say a longer lashon than Aser Aji Yete, then you have to wait till Pesach is over. Ad Pinei Pesach, what does it mean? Ad Pinei Pesach, Rameir Omer Aser Aji Yegia. That's until the face of Pesach, until Pesach starts. Rabbi Yossi Omer, I'm not so sure about that because every day of Pesach, every minute of Pesach has another minute of Pesach afterwards. So maybe even on Pesach also the Isser continues, therefore Ad Sheyetze. So what do you see? Rabbi Yossi has a suffix about things and Rabbi Meir doesn't. So Amar B'chanina, Rabbi Avdimi, Amar Rabbi Mechalef HaShita, switch it around. And you know what, you're right. V'atani, you're right. Zeh HaKlal Kol Shez Mano Kavua, V'amar Ad Pinei, Rabbi Meir Omer Ad Sheyetze. Rabbi Yossi Omer Ad Sheyegia. You're right. Switch around the Shitas, Rabbi Meir is involved in suffix, therefore 7 out of the 8 are going to be Usser. And Rabbi Yossi is not involved in suffix, therefore 7 out of the 8 are going to be mutter. Exactly over there, right? That same thing over there. Rabbi Yossi has no suffix about when the neder is over, and Rabbi Meir does. Okay, we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everyone have a good day.
Not my thing, why? It doesn't make any sense then.